I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after yesterday's 2-2 draw with Dover. Stuart, we ended our run of recent league victories, but 2-2 away at the league leaders, that's very much a point gained, isn't it?
Yeah, we went down with the intention to come away unbeaten if we possibly could, and that's what we achieved. And to come back from a goal down twice, I think showed the character and the spirit that's developing within the dressing room.
Scott Corbett got the first equaliser. He's been a regular feature on the score sheet this year. How important is he becoming to the side?
Scott is very important. You know, when Scott came to the club last year, we knew everything that he could do for us. And I think Scott didn't really achieve it because he was playing regularly in a different position. This year I've said to Scott, the job I want him to do is get in the box. He's a midfield player who's got an engine to get up and down, even at the age he is. And I think that's been a difference for Scott. He knows the job he's been asked to do, and he's just getting on and doing it. You know, we've got somebody else who's doing the holding job, and we're sort of building it round that sort of structure through the middle. And it's proven to be just tremendous what Scott's doing for us.
Dover's number five, he got just a yellow card for what looked like an all-out assault on Steve Symes. Presumably it was the fact that he didn't get a straight red for those actions which incensed you so much and led to your dismissal from the dugout.
Well, it did, but I actually was sent from the dugout for something I didn't do. You know, I didn't abuse a referee, I didn't shout anything. The only things I was actually shouted was I couldn't believe the decision, but I was concentrating on Tommy Moorhouse because the referee seemed to have it in for Tommy. You know, any little indiscretion Tommy had, he was spoken to, whilst other people, their number 11, you know, smashed Tommy twice in the first half hour, and he should have gone. The decision to not send their five off for what he did to Steve was quite appalling. I mean, it was on the same par with the recent incident in the Premier League with the Manchester City centre back. It doesn't matter, the name's gone for me for the moment. But it was intentional. Steve had beat him to the ball. He was going, you know, sort of going to be attacking their goal. And the guy just flung an arm out and took him out. It was appalling. The linesman brought the referee over to me and the referee said he was sending me off for throwing a water bottle, which I hadn't done. You know, so, and he said he wouldn't start the game, he would abandon the game if I didn't move. So I just said, okay, he's in that frame of mind with everything he'd done. I had to move, you know. I spoke to him after the game, and I don't know what the outcome will be because he was definitely in two minds as to whether he'd got the decision right or not.
The Dover manager, Clive Walker, he commented after the game that he thought Steve Symes' red card was a tad harsh. I guess you'd agree with that, would you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We have a club policy where if a player gets a red card, he's fined a week's wages. I told Steve straight after the game that he wouldn't be fined for that because the ball was played onto his hand, not that he used the handball, you know, hand to deliberately stop the ball being crossed in. It was again a shocking decision. But the referee did that throughout the game. You know, he made many, many decisions where both camps, both directors' boxes, if you like, both managers were questioning why did he make that decision that way. And I think when you've got two clubs the size of, you know, Kingstonian and Dover, and you've got 855 supporters, the game's been played at quite a pace. I think sometimes referees just can't keep up. Mentally, fitness-wise, they can keep up, but mentally they can't keep up with the demands of the game.
And also the three red cards for the players, yourself got sent off, there's lots of bookings as well. Was it that dirty a game, really?
Not at all. There was hardly a bad tackle all game. It's incredible. The bookings that happened were predominantly for slightly missed time tackles or kicking a ball away, handball. You know, I honestly think there was hardly a bad tackle in the game, and there wasn't a bad tempered feeling among the players apart from that one incident when the guy took Stevie out with his arm.
The Dover manager, he also commented that he thought our penalty was a harsh decision against them. Whether or not you agree with that, Maz certainly took it well. It was a big game with minutes ticking away. He did the necessary and secured us a point.
Fantastic, absolutely. I saw Maz take a big deep breath, standing just outside the penalty box before he went to take the kick. And he was as calm as can be. It was a fantastic finish. And I actually think Maz had one of his better games for Kingstonian. He was involved in the game throughout the 90 minutes.
We're up to sixth now, and we've proved we can do it against the best sides in the league. We've got another big game next Saturday against Fleet. I guess we go into that sky high on confidence, do we?
Confidence is building. Yeah, the confidence is definitely building, and we're going into it with, I think, with something to prove, to be honest. You know, because Fleet beat us well last year at King's Meadow, and they're obviously going well at the moment. But the boys have been stung into action by, you know, things that have been said and within the dressing room by them, not by me, but by themselves, by you know, losing games that I think they felt they shouldn't have lost, and by the fact they've won games recently but not particularly played well. You know, there's been a lot of talk, so we've actually had a good week working together, not from a training point of view, but we spent a lot of time together this week. We had a social night at the bowling on Tuesday, and after the Met Police game was cancelled, we did a very good training session, very lively training session on Thursday, and I think it's, you know, there's a determination developing. I think the players have realised that you know, we've got a lot of ability in the dressing room, and if we get the work rate up, which hasn't been perfect so far this season, but if we can continue with the work rate we showed yesterday, I think we've got a real chance of being, you know, featuring as this season develops.
Speaking of the game next week as well, it's being played at Hampton. How annoyed are you at Fleet's apparent inflexibility in not allowing us to play at King's Meadow on either Friday or Sunday?
I'm both annoyed to the level that you wouldn't believe and shocked. This is non-league football, and I think every club knows how tight money is and that they should bend over backwards to help each other. Winning the league, fine. Yeah, if you want to win the league, yeah, you go about your own preparation, how you do. But we only play each other once at home and once away. And to make a club play at another ground when they could just change the kick-off by 24 hours, I think is absolutely shocking and short-sighted.
Is that something you'll be using as some sort of motivation for the players next week?
We can use it a bit, but the biggest motivation for us is to get 3 points that we didn't get last season. You know, we lost at home to Fleet. This year we're looking to get 3 points. If we can get that, then that will consolidate us in the top six in this league for the moment, and we just got to keep going along with that. You know, if we stay up and around the top six past Christmas, then I'll be very happy, because you know, the second half of the season is when things really develop. I was fortunate enough to be the under-18s manager at Kingstonian when Jeff Chappell had his first season, and I remember on Boxing Day losing at Dulwich, and then not the team not losing again until sometime late in April, and winning the Ryman Premier. So we know that the second half of the season is a very critical time, and as long as you're up there and you know, challenging, then the second half of the season is going to bring us through, hopefully.